100 Word Stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Usually you hear a story a day until something, but today's Sunday, and that's when we hold this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you come up with the story. This is a very special challenge where I've joined forces with the fine folks at singleframestories.wordpress.com. Botgirl and Whiskey post up a challenge over there, and then you come up with a story in one frame, one image. And we agreed to collaborate on this one, and the topic is original. And there are some really, really cool images, some creative stuff, some head scratchers, some get you to think, get you to look into what it is to be original over there at Single Frame Stories. And now it's time to come over here and listen to a few stories that people have written on the topic of original. And oddly enough, the first story in the queue is Botgirl Questy. So Botgirl, you're first in line. Come on up to the mic, and let's hear what you've got for the challenge.
I died again, and it's starting to bother me. I know it shouldn't. We are taught that the self is nothing more than identity and the continuity of our memory. So every time they restore an archived brain scan into one of my clones, it is the real I who awakens. But what about the lost memory of each death? All gone. A sniper's laser, a drone's warhead, an enemy's blade. Abandoned in the black hole between my last scan and the last breath of each incarnation. They who died are dead and gone. Irrecoverable. May we rest in peace.
Thank you, person who read Botgirl's story. I've got a little note on this one here. Let me see if I can find it. I ordered a voiceover from the Fiverr site, so that's kind of cool. Also, there's a video up on it. If you go over to Single Frame Stories, not to Flickr, I think they blocked it from there. My God, there's some really serious stuff over there at Flickr sometimes, but hey, what? This whole Tumblr thing, you know? Ugh, crazy. So thank you, Botgirl. And let's roll on someone new, someone different. Asia. Asia Asia. I'm lousy at pronouncing names. But Asia, I'm gonna take a wild guess and just say that. And damn me if I'm wrong.
The sun was setting and orange light filtered through the half-drawn blinds. Sheets upon sheets of newspaper were scattered across the floor. The smell of fresh paint was thick in the air, almost suffocatingly. Daniel stared at the canvas which rested upon the paint-stained easel. His brush hung loosely in his hand, dirty from his work. Damn. I really fucked it up. Heh, call it exotic, original, one of a kind, and some pretentious prick will spend thousands just to buy a paint-covered mistake. He chuckled to himself. Yes, he supposed it would do.
Thank you, Asia. I had the robot read for you. That way, it wouldn't sound kind of weird, me reading for somebody. Let me adjust the microphone here. Whew, yeah, I had to go in the other room, grab the phone, run it through the robot thing, and it's crazy. Someone who isn't crazy, though, Jeffrey Fisher, back again with a few more stories. I think you're going to... Yes? Oh, good. Whew. Oh, that top... Come on. Silly. All right, I'm going to play Jeffrey's stories here. Hey, what do you expect? I was going to, add music or play them backwards?
Hello, Jeffrey Fisher here. with some stories for this week's challenge, number 378, on the topic original. Before I get to the stories, I just wanted to congratulate Stephen, the Nuclear Man, for the successful funding of his Kickstarter project, and I look forward to the anthology when it is available. One of the things I find useful about Kickstarter and fun about it is the ability to back projects that are smaller in scale and by people that are not nationally known and would otherwise have no trouble getting funding. So I think Kickstarter provides a nice way of having these smaller projects get to people who enjoy them. So anyway, congratulations, Stephen, and now on with the stories. My first story is called Everyone's a Critic. The curator was practically beaming as he told the guests about the museum's find.
A lost Botticelli. Can you imagine that? He was one of the great painters of the Renaissance and created slightly more than 100 paintings in his lifetime. A new Botticelli, half a millennium since his death, is just astounding. And what a find for the city of Baltimore.
One of the guests, a middle-aged man with a young daughter, raised a hand.
Has the painting been authenticated?
The curator waved a hand.
A mere detail. Just look at the brushwork, the delicate features.
The little girl peered closely at the portrait.
Look, Daddy, that man is wearing Ray Lewis's Super Bowl ring.
The curator took out a magnifying glass and read the inscription. Baltimore Ravens, February 3rd, 2013.
Well, perhaps another test or two might be in order before any final conclusions.
My second story is called Bureaucrat Season. At long last, it was Max's turn. He presented the form to the woman behind the counter.
I just need to renew my license, he said.
The woman popped a bubble and glanced at the form.
This looks like a copy. We need the original.
Max looked exasperated.
Where does it say that? Look, I've been in line for an hour. Can't I bring the originals by later?
Next, please.
The next time through the line, Max presented the original form.
Needs to be notarized.
The third time, the woman said,
has to be two witnesses.
Trip 4 found his signature to not match that on file. The last time through the line, Max shot her twice. Among the charges levied against him, hunting without a license.
You know, I ought to start one of those Kickstarter things. What do you folks think I need funded? Jeffrey, thank you for suggesting that, but I have no idea what I need funded. So you people come up, put them in the comments. Really, what do I need? Pedicure? Is that a project? What can we do? Anyway, thank you, Jeffrey, and congratulations, Stephen the Nuclear Man. He hasn't sent in a story yet. I'm recording this Saturday evening, so I haven't seen it yet, but we'll see. Maybe he's out there protesting with all the other protester people, being told by, what are they called? Reverends? Oh, that's what we're calling religious extortionists? Oh, anyway. yeah. Oh, someone else that's new. Masha. So, Masha's here. She's new. And she got a recording in. Got a little help with it. But that's what we're here for. We're here to help each other. So, let's go ahead and get some watermelon iced tea and cough syrup and Skittles. And have ourselves a good time here as we listen to Masha.
She'd been safe in the shelter of his arms, the cocoon of his protection. She'd wanted to stay that way forever, sunlight pouring through their windows, warmth moving throughout the day, until he could no longer be warmed and arms grew too frail, too weak to remain about her waist, until all that remained were his unwashed sheets, abandoned wrappings with a fading scent. She wrapped herself within them, burrowed deep, lain still to let the sunlight bake her into something else. No warm safety for her transformation, no witness to her rebirth. Painted in sunlight, she conjures the storm.
Let's all go, I love it when I go like that after a story. It's kind of a feel-good kind of feeling. Or a good kind of feeling good. Anyway, thank you, Masha. And welcome to the weekly challenge. I hope you don't regret it too badly. Someone who does regret it. Whoa, I've got a new... Oh, I left that growl thing up. No wonder why it went bing. One new message from StrawberrySing.com. Probably a comment on one of the many blog memes that she has over there. So everybody's getting interactive and participatory and, hey, try this out, try that out. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Raise your expectations of yourself. Look, when you look in the mirror in the morning, say, you, I'm taking you for a ride. Let's take Richard for a ride, shall we? First, we have to make sure there's plenty of air in his tires.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the 100 Word Stories Challenge. Good morning, everyone. Here's my stories for the topic of original. With a cloud of exhaust smoke, the bulldozer roared into life. George finally felt he was gaining some control, although he realized there were still some things he had no say in. The light was fading, and his original plan was now far less attractive. He had no wish to be driving around unfamiliar roads after dark, and not knowing what to expect. Wasn't nighttime the natural preserve of zombies, after all? Once again, he found himself rethinking his strategy. His priority now was to find safe shelter for the night, but the big question remained, where exactly? And this one is called Apple. In my childhood, my dad bought me an Apple I, thinking it would be my meal ticket to a bright future. Of course, I was more interested in sport and girls, and it ended up in a box in the loft. Then I saw the prices that Apple I's were now fetching. It seemed my bright future was back on the cards. An exasperating search through the dust and cobwebs of my parents' loft proved fruitless. "Oh, that old thing!" exclaimed my mum when I questioned her. "We thought you weren't interested in computers. We threw it out years ago." My last story has the very original title of Original. It said, all music shares the same 12 notes. Yet even after all this time, people still come up with original tunes. There are only three primary colours, plus black and white. Yet artists manage to create seemingly endless unique works using these. How is it then that with hundreds of thousands of words to choose from, and a vocabulary of maybe 20,000, I find it so difficult to put together a measly 100 of the damn things in any fashion that resembles an original story? I bet someone else has beat me to it with this one too. And that's my stories for this week. Have a great week, folks. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Hey, now you've got another challenge. Have a great week. Otherwise, Richard is going to be angry. Thank you, Richard, for letting people know they have to have a great week. They have no choice. You, listeners, you have no... And people who aren't listening, you have to have a great week, too. Hey, no excuses. Someone who does have excuses, though, for Lizzie constantly writes. She comes up with stuff here and there and dashes and stories and I-reses and maybe I should say something other than that. How's the store going? Anything cool over there? Anything I should try on? Do you have anything in my size? I don't know. I should become a display model, you know? Hey, check this out. It's got pockets. Lizzie, save me from myself. Tell a story, please. For the love of God.
The original was sold for millions to a flamboyant millionaire. It was on the news for days as the biggest sale ever of an artwork piece. Photographers snapped hundreds of photos, journalists wrote dozens of articles, made countless interviews. Everyone wanted to be a part of this extraordinary event, so thousands of copies were made, numbered, and sold as a limited edition. After the whole commotion cooled off, he opened his safe and unrolled the painting. It was his, only his. That millionaire had paid a fortune for the perfect fake, and he would never, ever know it. The original loser. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcoff.blogspot.com and also at ires.me, where I post a couple of my stories. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. And I just got to say, this The Good Witch, this Catherine Bell series, really, the mayor's wife, what a bitch. This thing shouldn't be called The Good Witch. It should be called You're an Asshole, Martha, or Quit Screwing with People, Martha, or Just Shut the Hell Up, Martha, or Hey, Merry Christmas, Martha, I Hope You Die. No, really, I'm just sick of that Martha character. My wife watches that movie all the time. And I'm sick of that Martha character. It's like within the first 5 minutes, bitch. Oh, right. But anyway, how was your day? Are you still having a great week? Richard told you to have a great week. Oh, next stories? Oh, Singh got them in on time. He was a little tardy last week, but his stories got showcased in a separate post, which means I was too lazy to edit them back into the show. But here he is. He was early. The text of the stories are not available on the site because they're in some sort of competition, which by now you should know if he won. Did you win the last one? I hope you did. These are really just, wow. You've raised, if I, like, were to, you know, the whole one a day until I die and die, I would hope that you would continue on with these. But, you know, that's okay. You could mourn forever if you want. But here's Singh, and I hope you're strapped in, and if you don't have straps, hey, I warned you many, many years ago, get straps.
Origins by Chris Mooney Singh. 1.
Now, I'm getting terrible nosebleeds. Peter says there's no conclusive research, but I know it's in my family. Samsung promoted him from the London office to Seoul 25 years ago. I was a company translator then. Having a Korean wife gives him an advantage when playing his corporate cards. I've doubled as cultural envoy and English novel reading wife who also plays the Kayugum, a 25-string zither. And we've been a good team with postings all over. But I'm very tired. Will Singapore be the last chapter? 2. Original Sin is at Holland Village, Singapore's expatriate enclave. The office booked this upmarket, Mediterranean, vegetarian restaurant to celebrate quarterly sales. As is common, they also asked me to perform Korean music. A small institution, Jun-un, anglicized to June, is the unofficial company musician. I bow with Korean charm. I play my set pieces, but years on the move have also dissolved the pride of tradition. turning me into a vapid butterfly. Some Singapore girls marry my husband's colleagues, hoping to soar. Eventually, arrival after arrival, they will see expatria is a drifting island of disconnection and ennui. Multinational corporate people are business class diplomats. There are short-term couples and lifers like us. I have mastered the art of sebai, kneeling before academics, embassy and trade officials who are all only half invited for personal reasons. After food, our Australian social secretary had designed an entertainment. Westerners being less reserved than Asians, she had pre-planned a sinful Asian trinket show and tell in theme with the restaurant's name. The best travel memento and tale of opulent excess or guilty pleasure shared would win a weekend to a prestigious holiday destination. More indulgence for us, the professional travel class.
Four.
Names were drawn from a champagne bucket. Peter Velders revealed a jade Buddha gifted for a contract settled through a general in Myanmar's military junta. Next, Percy Rich held up a $5,000 packet of rare Taiwanese alpine oolong tea. Three sips a day, cure cancer, he boasted. Gil Molina unsheathed his medieval samurai sword forged from tamagahane or jewel steel worth $35,000. Next, Wolfie and his new young Wee Lin were up. She theatrically force-marched him out front at the point of a walking stick. Then, the Singapore girl turned the cane's handle toward craning heads. Five. Guffaws and lady shrieks arose. The trophy was passed around. Coming to us, I realized why. The engraved ivory M depicted a European in pants bending forward. Between his legs, the female was spread wide, with the clitoral eye of her vagina staring back. There were crude oohs, wolf whistles, and I saw where this was heading. Am I just a prudish Korean Catholic, or was this still the Western fantasy, trophy hunting from and metaphorical subjugation of the East? Strangely, Wee Lin had become its post-colonial parody, wielding the big stick in a role-reversed double act. Six. The objects were becoming increasingly risque, like the Rajasthani Kama Sutra miniatures from Jaipur, the antique Roman phallus Rupert won in a Manila poker game. Kickboxing couple Ronnie and Rags exposed matching Muay Thai tiger tattoos on buttock cheeks. Finally, Marco and Caroline produced from a conical container an ivory tusk, carved with intricate coital scenes in the life of a Chinese pleasure house. He gestured lewdly with the curved horn playing for laughs while Caroline told how she'd mysteriously found it in her zip bag after touring a Maharaja's palace in Patiala, Punjab. Their sinful irreverence won the prize.
Seven.
It was time for my performance. Name announced, I felt sick having to follow such tasteless display. Normally I performed on the floor, but Peter knowing my condition, placed the flat harp on a keyboard stand while I perched on a stool, smoothing my hanbok, the upper wide jilguri with its wide lime skirt below. Kayaga music is meditation, but my head was throbbing. I began to pluck the metal-woven strings of silk, but focusing too hard created internal pressure and turned the tap of my nose on full. Soon, blood was repeating family history, ruining my delicate silk blouse.
Where's that coming?
Eight. Since last night's embarrassing departure, I've been recalling Grandmother, taken from Korea as a comfort woman and mother born from sins of anonymous soldiers. Both survived the blast under a railway carriage 2 kilometers from ground zero, stepping through charred remains, limping away, then collapsing. 1/4 of Hiroshima's and Nagasaki's dead, like Grandmother, were slave labor Koreans. Mother's nosebleeds began after repatriation to Hapcheon. She married, had me, then leukemia pulled her down like a deer at 27. Although surviving longer, my diagnosis is clear. Peter comforts me, but I know the maternal chapter of my family saga is closing.
He rides us hard and long and hangs us up wet, doesn't he? Thank you, Singh. Oh, my God. Keep getting better every week, man. This is... What are you doing in the shallow end here, man? Come on! Raise it up! Raise it up, man! You should be leaving me in the dust by now. Thank you, Singh. And thank you for coming back every week. I am honored. Honored. I'm honored that all of you come back every week. And those of you who don't, well, fuck you. But really, man, this is so cool. You know, you get stuff from Botgirl now and then. You get Jeffrey in with his take. You get Muncie getting all, well, Muncie. Tom exploring the great American myth, but in little bites now, and I will never forget. What was the name of that podcast? I will never forget the name of that podcast, but everyone who comes in and touches and leaves a little part of themselves, but picks a little something up. It's kind of like E. coli. So hopefully you've had your shots, because here comes Tom from, I'm going to remember it now and then. Footnote! You see? I'm not totally old. Why am I not wearing pants?
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got updates. Story total, 5,300. Story average, 16 1/3 authors. Movement, Richard screams into the 25th place, passing our good friend Andrew Ian Dodge with 44 stories, thus becoming the newest member in the lair of the Golden Monkeys. Red Goddess moves ahead of Lizzie. Jeffrey leaps over both into the 19th place. Cliff passes Tura with 87 stories. Young Danny Dwyer displaces our good friend Caleb, becoming the 14th monkey. That force of nature we call Singh passes Thomas. No mean trick, thank you very much, with 208 stories. All hail Singh, the 5th monkey. But the real story this week is Zachman. It is my honor to inform our founder, Master Simon, that Zachman has posted 100 stories in a row, and to him may be conferred the title of Iron Monkey. Zachman joins Phil, Z, Tom, Guy, and TJ. On a personal note, I want to thank everyone who has recorded on vacation. Not the easiest thing to do. Having been on the road for a month, I am very glad to be back with my usual recording equipment. Tonight's story is called A Well-Defined Relationship, Part 7. While Timmy concentrated on presentability, Mother set her sights on pretension. As the clock struck 4, she joined the swirl of women headed for the Empress Hotel for high tea. In 1092, the original structure was disassembled, packed, and shipped on Angus Bowman's largest ore transport. Angus's wife, Magdalena, an actual descendant of Victoria herself, held, without tea, there is no civilization. She wasn't about to set foot on P-34 until a proper public dining place was in place. Despite her current status, Mother's family was highly regarded, and thus a chair was set out for her at the founder's table.
Thank you, Tom. And yes, when you're on vacation, it is hard to record, but hey, it's hard to do, but you got to do it. I did the weekly challenge when we were going to Atlanta for that conference. I got it done early. And then there was a time that I think I was at SLCC in Chicago. I don't remember when that was, but and then there was a time when in Dallas, but I think I waited a day or two. The only time we've missed a week completely was Hurricane Ike. When I broke my arm, it was a little delayed, to say the least. And I want to thank everyone for being patient that week. I got 2 weekly challenges done in 2 days with my arm immobilized. And I was using my right arm, and I was high on Vicodin. So, if you want to have some fun, go back to that one. That was the weekend of, I think, September 30th of last year. So, I don't go back and listen to these, because I'm afraid of what I'll hear. But you don't have to be afraid. And 5,300 stories, man. That's just wild. They're all in the archives. They're all linked up. They're all there. You can grab them all. You can listen to them all. It would take you a lifetime, I think, at this point. So I hope you believe in reincarnation. So the monkeys, let's see. Norval Joe. Are these golden monkeys or iron monkeys? Crap, I don't know. Norval Joe, Andrew Ian Dodge, Tom, Ellison, Guy David, Justin Lomaster, Anima Zabaleta, Caleb, Stephen the Nuclear Man, TJ, oh man, how is he doing? He posts so rarely on Facebook. Zachman, Leiana, I wonder what is she up to? Where are all these people going? Thomas, he's taking a break. Serendipity, Sing, and Zachman now, and Planet Z, of course. But wow, it's just, it shows that some people are really addicted to this stuff, and there ought to be a 12-step program. So the next person to join, speaking of which, Norval Joe. He one of those addicts. So let's all circle around, drink bad coffee, and talk to each other in a gymnasium. Here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 378 with the prompt of original. I'm at work right now trying to get this done before we leave on vacation tomorrow, so I'm going to have to do a straight read and not have any editing. Before that, though, I'd like to thank Danny Dwyer for his input and perspective on what happened with the Zimmerman trial in Florida. It was enlightening, to say the least. Well, here's my story. Durgle donned his wiener dog nose and eared hoodie. He slipped onto the dark street, a wiener dog pup cradled in the bend of his elbow. Halfway to the drop point, a police car pulled onto the street, drove to him, and shined a spotlight in his face. "Just what are you supposed to be?" a voice asked from beyond the light. Trying to sound normal,
He held up the puppy and said, "I'm Wiener Dog Man." "I've heard of Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny," the cop said, "but Wiener Dog Man is a new one to me." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Oh, those are the fun ones when you don't edit. And no harmonica! Oh, God. You should have told me. I would have gotten the harmonica. I actually clipped the harmonica out, and it's available at a moment's notice. Well, okay, maybe 3 days' notice. Union rules. But thank you, Norval. I hope you're having a great vacation. And if you're not, it's not my fault. Who else? Tura? Oh, they're all coming home. It's like a Hallmark Channel special without Valerie Bertinelli. But if any of you are the alt of Valerie Bertinelli, please go away and stop making movies. Every time. And Valerie's characters have the worst taste in men. Okay, so, you know, they get the crap beaten out of them, and it's like they run away, and then they're safe, and then some guy is like, "I'll be your hero," and whatever. It just, Hallmark teaches women to be subservient. It sucks. Really, everyone should be able to stick up for themselves, unless, you know, their arm is immobilized and they're on Vicodin. Don't remind me. Here's Tura. I don't want to open up just yet.
"Happy birthday," I said to my girlfriend. "I made you this CD. The first track was Yellow Submarine, sung by Kathy Berberian with a string quartet." "Cool arrangement," she exclaimed. "Next track's The Killer," I said. "A string quartet played the same music. This was recorded in 1932. "You mean they didn't write?" "Boccherini, 1763. An ancient, scratchy recording of a mournful Russian folk song began, strangely familiar." "Okay," she said. "Nobody believes that Paul wrote Yesterday." "Name one they did. I've traced half their back catalogue already. When I publish, I'll be the first celebrity forensic musicologist. The original." "And that was inspired by hearing the Kathy Berberian recording on the radio. It really exists. Well worth looking up. Of course, Strawberry Fields is really a 12th century troubadour song. Lucy in the Sky is stolen from a Handel oratorio. Penny Lane is an aria from..."
Remember, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is not about LSD. No, no sorry, Bob. No way. Ha, ha, ha. What a crock. Oh, thank you, Tura, for exposing the lie. What? Muncie. Oh, him? All right. No, I'm not his cousin. Don't do that. He's made me very angry this month. And I will love him again in August, but until then, there is loathing and hate and fear. Hate bridges the fear and the loathing so that I don't get sued by the Hunter S. Thompson estate. Here's Muncie. You've been warned.
"Cousin Larry! Muncie here, ready, willing, and able to tell you a story. But I gotta do it quick, since we're meeting Jennifer and Marianne at the Chicago Chronicle office for lunch. So let's buzz through this, shall we?" "Of course we shall! Don't be ridiculous!" Wow, that catchphrase really does get more annoying each time you hear it, doesn't it? The Crisis, by Christopher Monroe. The prompt was the word original, and lo did I quake with fear. What? How? I'm widely known not to have an original idea in my head. I never have. I'd been skating by on a hodgepodge of dated pop culture references and non sequiturs too long to come up with an original thought at this late date. Would this be the end of me? But no. I persevered, pushed forward, and soon I had the stroke of genius that would prove to be my salvation. I'd go meta. Write a story about writing the story. And that would get me there. Broken escalator via Smashwords, iBookstore, or Podiobooks. Tweets at Munzee Munzee. See you next week, Cousin Larry. For your last week as my cousin, Larry.
I will crush you. Oh, thank you, begrudgingly. Munzee. I will survive this. Right, the neighbors are jumping up and down. They don't do this on Sunday mornings. They're usually a lot quieter, or they indulge in autoerotic asphyxiation. I don't know, but the jumping! I should go back to watching the baseball game. Instead, what I'm going to do is share with you Serendipity's story. Whee! Serendipity's been thinking out loud again on the blog, and you really ought to read that. And it's a good exploration of the compulsion to write and express and examine yourself. And just wondering. Do you ever just stop and wonder? I do. I wonder what Serendipity's story is going to be about. Let's find out, shall we?
Shula's original recipe burgers were hugely successful. The succulent, juicy meal she served up turned fast food into fine dining. The recipe was, of course, a closely guarded secret. And despite numerous cash offers from several giants of the food industry, it wasn't for sale. Despite her success, Sheila never sought the big time, selling her burgers from a mobile kitchen at the roadside. She'd stay for a while, never more than a few weeks in one place, then move on. Oddly, the neighborhood cats and dogs seemed to follow her, because there were never any about after she'd gone.
Thank you, Serendipity. I said host, didn't I? I'm a pretty bad host sometimes. I don't like dealing with venue owners and hosts either, especially ones that I am you with. Oh my God, it's a legend here! It's like, oh, could you please blow more smoke up my ass? I'm just me, a jackass, a clown, a tumbler, a goofball, a vance. And I just string these stories together with my rambling. Some of you wish that I'd just post up the stories and shut the hell up. And God, do I wish I'd do that too. But it's just something's compulsive. I think it's a disease. Maybe a tumor. But whatever it is, I annoyed someone with that last week. I should apologize, but I never apologize. I never say I'm sorry. I have to own up to what I do, and that is a part of me, whether impulsive or not, whether deliberate or not. I'm the bastard that breathes my air. I'm the jerk that wears my pants. I'm not wearing any pants right now. It's hot. It's hot out. It's hot in here. Although we have the air conditioning on, fans and all that, I turn the fan off so you don't have to hear it. You have to hear me, which you probably wish. Could you just turn the fans up so we can't hear you and then just let us know when the next story is? Is it hard to do GarageBand, by the way? Do any of you use it? How good is it for podcasting? Is it just drag and drop like Audacity? Is it just that simple? Are there extra tools in there that let you auto-level and add chapters and it automatically does all that crap? So I can just settle back in 5,300 stories. I'm still burping these Japanese corn dogs from Thursday night. Man, those were so good. Wow. They were just... Yeah, I'll post photos eventually, but man, that was good. Although I ate way too much sushi. Way too much. I'm bad about that. I just eat way too much anyway. Gotta cut that out. Now I want popcorn. And that stuff's bad for me! I don't know anymore. What I do know is that we have Barbara Blacksender has come back after a long time away. Where were you? Roll up your sleeves. I want to see your arms. No. Welcome back, Barbara. And I, let's see. Did she send a recording? No. Okay, well, I've got the robot to record these. So, once again, here's Barbara with Enhanced by Robots, which one day in the future, we all will be. Stupid Kurzweil.
I started out wanting to write something original. Then I began again,
because I had written it before. Surely a third time would be the charm, as I began once more. Then, to my dismay, I found that I had been writing the same thing, over and over again. That was hardly original, so I contemplated starting over again. But I was in a quandary as to whether I could start something original if I did. I compared my three previous efforts, each of them identical. So I destroyed the first two, and alas, I had an original at last.
Thank you, Barbara, but never, ever destroy anything. Post all of them, and show how you progressed from beginning to end. This isn't like painting over a canvas over and over, trying to get it right, or destroying all your earlier works so that the final shines through. You can show the progress, demonstrate how it's done. Or not. You can just, you know, do whatever you want. It's Sunday morning, and I'm going to share with you the stragglers that came in overnight. For instance, Zachman, who I'd never consider a straggler, but you do. Ooh, man, that was some good toast. All right, here's Zachman and his story.
What we need is an original idea, said the manager. Something to make us, if not rich, at least well-known. How about using urine to power a battery that can charge a cell phone? Joe, now that is the type of thinking we need, but someone in the UK does that already. Yet still, there has to be something no one has thought of yet. Solomon said, vanity, vanity, all is vanity, there is nothing new under the sun. His manager says, something new, Joe. Are you going to listen to your friends, or are you going to listen to me?
Now, Solomon was a friend of mine, but the dude just split. Thank you, Zachman. I always feel strange. I never know how to get this headset on. Oh, Tanny's looking out the window. She got pretty blue eyes. This is creepy. He's the first cat I've ever had that has blue eyes. It's just really weird. You've had one with golden eyes, and we've had them with green eyes. And then the baby panthers had yellow eyes. But this one, creepy. Okay. Who's next? Cliff. Okay, sure. Cliff, come on in. He's got two stories here. So, let's see what he said. No, we're not gonna do that topic. Now, I've got topics lined up for the next month and a half, but I can tack on to the chain. It's good to know what's coming. Maybe I should post the list so that people can work ahead and then get real bored. But we're never bored with Cliff.
Working homicide has never been fun, but lately, it's been a real nightmare. Take this guy. When I got to him, he was lying in a parking lot with most of his head missing due to a shotgun blast at close range. The fellow that put him down was Jeff Spence. Sounds pretty simple, right? Wrong. Spence was part of a hospice intervention team. Jeff kills zombies. So we know the final cause of death. Now I have to find out the original cause of death. Heart attack? Murder? Choke on a pretzel? See what I mean? A complete nightmare. Okay, and here's my second story for the prompt of original. So, the idea was that we would produce original plays from unknown playwrights like me. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but we soon found out otherwise. Audiences didn't want originality. They wanted the tried and true. Oklahoma, Annie, The Odd Couple. If they hadn't seen it a dozen times, they didn't want to see it at all. So I found a loophole. Turns out, you can copyright a story, but not a title. So, I changed everyone in my murder mystery to a feline. I was quite happy with the turnout to see Clifford Lowe's cats.
Cats murdering each other? Only if you could, you know, midnight and the kitties are murdering. You see? I think that'll work. Let's get it on Broadway. Or off Broadway. Or on Broadway. Or off Broadway. Or on off Broadway and start building up digital switches. That's kind of weird. What do you see out there, Tinny? See birdies? You are too young to be going after those. I know Mist and Boo were just kittens when we let them play on the patio. We let you play on the patio, too. But we watch over you. Because you're not the brightest. All right. At least a friend of mine whose cats got out. Both of them finally came back. I was worried there. One other one that I'm worried. I mean, Danny just went off the rails last week. But that's okay. He's back on the rails this week, right? Huh? Yeah? So you assume.
Danny Dwyer here, in my underground bunker, here in the state of Florida. I'm in hiding, ever since I expressed my views about the Zimmerman trial and, you know, the whole stand your ground thing. I've been under attack, so I've been hiding for the past week. And for the love of God, don't make any noise. I finally got Freddy to sleep, so let's get on with this week's story. Which is, I think it's 378. No, is it 378? It is. No, it's, but hold on. It's, yeah, it's 378. And the topic this week is original. So bear with me. Wentworth spent weeks slaving at his typewriter, hacking away at his next novel. "This is brilliant," Wentworth screamed, frightening his neighbors as he hacked away all hours of the night. Finally, the day arrived, his transcript finally complete. He skipped down the street in leaps and bounds to the publisher's office merely 200 yards away. "I've got it this time," Wentworth screamed at the publisher's face, who calmly responded, "Look, I get it. Your whole thing about being original, writing about the George Zimmerman trial 2 weeks after the fact. When you actually have something more original, get back to us."
I have no idea what number it is. I lost track after... how many stories? What did Tom say? 5,300 and 300 and... "We are the 300, Sparta!" Shit, I don't know. I should have made 300 Sparta, shouldn't I? You know, you look back with all these opportunities and just with regret, with so much regret. Ooh, we can make regret the topic. No. Thank you, Danny, for pointing that out. And I hope that at some point it's safe to come up back to civilization. Ignore the people screaming with iced tea and cough syrup and Skittles and hoodies and all that crap. What's it? Really? You look at some of the signs and it's like, didn't an adult, you know, go around and say, you know, it might look bad if we have a sign saying this when it's supposed to be a justice and a peace rally, and yeah. Ooh, man. Welcome. Welcome to the chaos. Speaking of chaos, one person that brings order and light to all of us is Justin. Possibly two of them. I don't know, he does so much that sometimes I wonder if there aren't two. One in out there on the West Coast, and then the East Coast Portland, who wears tracksuits, which I don't even own a tracksuit. I never go to the track. Whether it's, now is it track as in running track, or track as in, you know, the dog track, or the horse track, or train tracks? I don't know. Here's Justin. He'll explain.
Space Turtle, Justin Lomester here with my 100-word story. This is based on a card game called Sentinels of the Multiverse, and I've only played it once. This is a story about how it ended, being the first time I played it. It's the original time I played it, so that's how it ties into the topic. I just happened this night, played it with Aaron. That's my wife, for those who are new and don't know that. Basically, it's a card game where everyone teams up against a supervillain. So I played Ra, like the Egyptian sun god. And my wife played Tempest, who has powers of stormy-like things. Here is this story. The volcano erupted. Lava poured over Omnitron and his minions, but immune Ra projected his protection to Tempest. Omnitron blasted out an electro pulse, wounding the heroes. Another gout of lava melted more of Omnitron and its devices. Ra pulled out his staff, gaining strength. Tempest collapsed when they brushed some deadly plants. Enraged at how such a small thing nearly killed them, Ra hurled his staff at Omnitron, shorting it out. Omnitron submerged into the lava with the smell of melting circuits and metal. Ra carried Tempest away from the volcano as the last of Omnitron's drones burned in the fire.
Isn't that cute? Justin thinking there are new people listening to this. No, it's the same people over and over again until they die or get bored. We have an audience of 3. That's right. Less people than are actually in the weekly challenge. And my goal is to have an audience of 0. That way, one day I can just say, I'm not going to upload the file. I'm not going to bother editing it. I'll just play with the kitty cat with the blue eyes. Hello, little missy blue eyes. Yes, you are so scary. You are so... Oh, yes, the body should be afraid of... So thank you, Justin, but really. Maybe that was East Coast Justin. I don't know. Which Justin is there? Maybe it's Gulf Coast Justin. Ooh, never thought of that. Do we have more stories? Yeah, we got a few. We can go with Red and see what's up with Lola. Oh, she's so mean to Lola. Why can't Lola just get a break? Just everything wonderful, like, and everything went great, and she fell in love, and she didn't give a damn how heavy she was, and everything was good. The end. Oh, and her job was cool, too. She got a promotion and actually got time off. You see? There you go. Well, that never works that way. It's like a soap opera, really. Although, I used to watch Get Your Mouth Washed Out with soap operas. Yeah, there was a lot of beeping. Here's Red. Let's find out about Lola.
People think the most meaningful words in a relationship are, I love you, and, I'm sorry. Regardless of the nature of your involvement, you will find yourself apologizing and declaring your love. There's no original way to express those emotions. The order of words of choice during an argument is irrelevant. Lola couldn't care less about minced words. She wants to see bold gestures yet thoughtful. To her, romance is in the intimate details and subtleties. Her boyfriend has been traveling more than usual for business. Sometimes she hears from him daily. On other trips, he barely emails her. She sometimes wonders, does he even think about her when making his plans? As if he has psychic powers, the day before he flies back, he ships a box of velvet cupcakes soaked in rum, with a letter on each one. It reads, FYITOU, I wish I were here to feed them to you. With a goofy grin, Lola sticks her index finger in the creamy icing. She closes her eyes, with one sweet finger licking taste, she suddenly develops temporary amnesia.
Velvet cupcakes. Thank goodness they're not velveteen cupcakes, otherwise they'd come to life! Ah! Oh, sorry. I'm trying to write a story called The Red Velveteen Cake. Not so good. But thank you, Lola, for pointing out that flaw in my story idea. But still, you know, Lola, she's moving forward. I don't want to know what you're going to do to her next, and it's so mean. Like, she trips over something and hurts her ankle. Okay, who's next? Whiskey? Okay, so we're waiting on... Hold on. Did I just get... No, this is Living Social Deals Moving Services. I'm not moving! I'm going to sit here right in this chair until Whiskey shows up. You know, you've had all week. All you have to do is, you know, pick up your phone and just hit record and just yell something out for, like, 2 minutes and then send and I've got it. No. No. Has to get all productive and stuff and all the crazy family quiet. Everyone be quiet. You know, that just, it doesn't work that way. I mean, it takes a while for the sleeping drugs to kick in. But, man. Red velvet Ambien cakes. No, that doesn't work. What are you doing, Tinny? You want to go outside? It's going to rain. Little goofball. Can't you see the weather radar? Oh, you're cross-eyed. Okay, you're a cross-eyed little blue-eyed kitty. Okay, no, she's not Siamese, by the way. But, she's just weird. Right. Whiskey. Well... I could read a book. No? Oh, here she is. Okay, well, it's about time you showed up. Okay, here's Whiskey Day and story. You know? Not that, you know, I would be impatient or anything. She's one of the people who does the, what is that called again? Oh, yeah, single frame stories. Single frame stories, duh, blogs, not Blogspot, no, WordPress. They're practically the same now. All with the same crappy bells and whistles that make it hard. Oh, this makes supposed to make it so easy. What do I click on now? You know, it's so fucking confusing. One form, one button, post. There. Is that so hard? Tumblr had that for a while. And then they got all fucking fancy. You know, everything starts off simple and works, like Twitter. And then it gets fancy. Oh, let's add this feature and that feature and that feature and oh, farewell. Actually, I did not get her story yet. I thought if I just said, oh, and here's her story, it would show up. Nope. Right. Am I going to remember to take the headset off when I go to the bathroom? Just looking at my book collection. Ooh, when is Raz going to come out with his second book? I mean, I've got The Healer of Tassilon, but where's the guy? Oh, I'm going to rewrite the first and re-rewrite the first. And dude, just put him out there. Oh, I just started the laundry. Everyone has figured out that 8 on Sunday is perfect laundry time because no one else is doing it. Now everyone else is doing it. And, of course, we've got Mist here in the room now. She's got her tinkly collar on. Hello, say hello to everybody with your tinklies. Yeah, she lost her rappy collar, so we gave her a tinkly collar. I know, kitty cats hate bells on collars. Tough. Yeah, well, it makes you sound pretty. It's a red collar. I'll get a photo of it. It looks really good. Against your dark baby panther fur. Yes, hi. Okay, what? Whiskey got her story in? Okay, good. Whew. Man, I thought we were going to wait, like, years. It was going to be the yearly challenge. Oh, wait, annual challenge. Got to get the words right. Yeah, she's a good little girl. Okay, so here's Whiskey and her story.
Hi, it's Whiskey Monday. Here's my 100-word story for the week. Original ideas, take your pick. Where do you get your ideas? They asked. How did you get so creative? They wondered. If only they knew how easy it is. Original ideas grow on trees. They can be plucked from the gnarled branches in bushels. Ideas are the fruit of the stubby trees of despair, euphoria, loneliness, and strife. These trees feed from the loamy soil of hardship, watered by the rays of a smile and fertilized by longing. For every idea that is picked, three more grow in its place. Just pay no attention to the serpent out on a limb.
What's wrong with the serpent? I don't know. I get my best ideas from the serpent. Forget the trees. No, the serpent. Oh, he's got good ideas. He's like, oh, edible electric sockets. No. Thank you, Whiskey. Sorry to give you such a hard time on taking so long. Mist, you said. I just posted up a photo of Mist, and then I have one of Tinny in a bag. She's getting big. She's not huge. I mean, she's still a small cat, but she's bigger than she was. And she still has that goofy snarl, you know, because she had a cut on her lip when she was a kitten when they found her. And we cleaned that up, and then we had to take out that tooth because it was broken. And now it's like, you know, kind of weird. When she gets excited, she has this goofy snarl. So, yeah, that's my life. Oh, one more story. Oh, no. Not Planet Z. I thought I was done. Okay. Here's Planet Z, and then I'll go and check on the... Wait. See, I use a kitchen timer for the laundry. I should use a laundry timer for the kitchen. And, here, Planet Z. Story.
What you can't fix with bioengineering, you can replace with cybernetics. In fact, most people pass on replicated meatware and go straight to the Turbo Human dealership for polymer. You can get better performance from designer flexware. The danger is that you can't buy cyber parts. You can only lease them from Turbo Human, and they don't come cheap. Miss a payment, and you'll find your Java cart skipping a beat. Miss another payment, and you'll get a visit from the chop wagon. I stuck to all natural because driving this chop wagon only pays commissions or bribes. 50, and I'll let you go, kid.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, and over at singleframestories.wordpress.com, did I get it right? Over at Single Frame Stories, a whole bunch of images about original. So, yeah, there you go. Another collaboration, because I saw on a blog, oh, I love doing collaborations. It's like, okay, let's do one. And then we couldn't settle on a topic. I'm sure that the next topic for the weekly challenge over here isn't going to be anything. Pork is next. Oh, Lord. You may want to skip next week, folks. Just focus your energies on single frame stories this week and come on back when I pick a topic that just isn't begging for disaster. You can check out, or you can just focus on the archives over at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Also in the show notes, there are links to everybody who participated this week that gave me a link. If you didn't give me a link, go to Google. There's probably a doodle about them. Ooh, Tesla! Oh, great, now I've got both cats in here. Hello. Hello, yeah, you like to clean your face. So, thank you very much for listening, everybody. If you want to share this with your friends, it's a great way to get rid of friends. And you can also leave a comment on the site. Say, hey, you talk too much. And really... Do you have to thank me? I should be thanking you for being a part of the challenge this week, for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.